Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Syria's new authorities on Thursday launched a security crackdown in a coastal region vowing to pursue remnants of the ousted Bashar al-Assad government accused in an attack the day before that killed 14 security police. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
The attack on the police has marked the deadliest challenge yet to the Sunni Islamist-led authorities, led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, which swept Assad from power on December 8. Reflecting tensions with a sectarian edge, protests also erupted in several cities on Wednesday, seen in a video verified by Reuters after an undated video showing the burning of an Alawite shrine in Aleppo emerged on social media. Members of the Alawite minority, an offshoot of Shiite Islam, wielded huge sway during decades of Assad's iron-fisted rule. The Syrian Information Ministry declared a ban on what it described as the circulation or publication of any media content or news with a sectarian tone aimed at spreading division. Assad's longtime Shiite regional ally Iran on Thursday rejected accusations that Tehran was interfering in Syria. It follows a warning by the new Syrian foreign minister for the Islamic Republic not to spread chaos in his country.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. A new round of Israeli airstrikes in Yemen targeted the Houthi rebel-held capital of Sana'a and multiple ports. The World Health Organization's director general said Thursday's bombardment took place just meters away as he was about to board a flight in Sana'a. The strikes followed several days of Houthi attacks and missile and drone launches that set off sirens in Israel. Israel's military says it attacked infrastructure used by the Houthis at the airport in Sana'a, power stations, and ports. It later said it had not been aware that the WHO chief was at the airport in Yemen. At least three people were reported killed and dozens injured in the Sana'a airport strike. This is